We're here today at the Bayer Advocacy Forum talking with Jennifer Campbell. Jennifer is a blogger she's commonly known as Plow Wife. Jennifer, tell me a little bit about your blogs that you do.
I started about 6 years ago blogging about life on the farm. Since then, I've evolved a little bit. I started farmwifefeeds.com, hoping to communicate a little more with the consumer, with the recipe side of it, with little farm stories and farm education kind of shoved in there a little bit. If they're interested, they can read it. If they're not, they've got a really good recipe to go with.
Okay. So, you know, the central theme around today was building more or less an army of advocates out there for agriculture to tell that story to the consumer. And that's what you said. You've told me that your audience is really farm focused, but if there's any consumers out there, you're hoping that they're listening and you're real with them. You know, tell me, how are you engaging with them? How are you framing that story, I guess?
I feel that the majority of the American consumer is fine with safe, affordable food, which we provide and have here in the United States. My goal on social media has been to tell my story, no one else's. I'm not speaking for anyone but myself and our farm. And I talk about real life. I talk about being in the hog barns or planting soybeans or running the grain cart, and that it's not always fun, but that it's what we do, and I love what we do. And if you have questions, come to me. If not, read the funny stuff I might have to say and enjoy.
And you said the approach that you take is that you're not there to educate. You're just there to put it out there, put that information there, and then hopefully create a level of curiosity, I guess, for people to go out and discover these things for themselves. Would you say that's accurate?
Most definitely. I do not feel like it's my education or my job to educate. I don't feel like that anyone can educate, any one person can educate on all of agriculture. We raise hogs, corn, soybeans, wheat. Even I couldn't tell you everything there is about all those commodities. It's just not possible. So my goal is to say, this is what works for our farm. If you have questions about what we do, great. If you have questions about what others do, I'm pretty sure I can find you someone who raises something that way or someone to talk to.
You kind of alluded to it there. There is this rising level of interest and concern sometimes of where our food comes from. A lot of the consumers are growing interested in that. But you told me before I turned the recorder on that you believe the consumer base to be relatively happy right now. Why do you think that?
I just think that we have about 3% of the population who is involved in agriculture, and I believe we have about 3% at the other end who are completely unhappy with our food system, and you aren't going to change their mind. I believe we have this movable middle who are willing to listen if they had questions, and for the most part, I'm not sure that they do. I think that maybe ag feels maybe a little guilty and are overcompensating for coming to the table a little late on the food conversation. I'm not really sure. I also wonder if there would even be a food conversation if it weren't for social media.
So talking about social media, what kind of role, what playing field are we on right now with using that as a tool in our conversation to engage not only with our own community, but the consumers as well, the larger public, I guess?
That's interesting because when I started all of this social media stuff, my goal was to, oh my gosh, these people have questions, we must answer them. And I have yet to find a very large group of people that do. Farmers, we love to talk to each other because we spend an awful lot of time alone. I always say Twitter is like my water cooler. It's where I go, you know, because there's no one else to, you know, talk to when I'm in a barn or in a tractor. And so basically in 140 characters, I can talk to every farmer that wants to read what I have to say. I think that social media has definitely made the world a smaller place. I think it has made it easier for people to find out about where their food comes from.
Obviously, you're using social media to help the cause and to tell the story of agriculture. Do you find that it makes it easier to hurt the agricultural reputation as well?
Oh, definitely. I think that there's so many things out there on the internet that are true and some things that a million things that aren't true. I think it's hard to weed out what is true and isn't true when it comes to looking into where your food comes from, finding out who's telling the truth and who's not, what's real science, what's fake science. A lot of misinformation.
Yeah. So just from today, today is all about building advocacy out there in the agricultural sector. What do you think about these last 2 days? Have you gained a lot from it? Have you enjoyed the discussions that's been going on?
Oh, I'm always amazed. This is my third year with this program, and I'm always amazed at the number of quotes I walk away with that actually keep me thinking all year long. 6 months from now, 2 months from now, when I'm planting soybeans, I'll be like, something will remind me of a quote, and I'm like, if I just had time to write everything down and organize my thoughts enough. I find it fascinating what it brings up and what it makes you think about.
What was one major takeaways from that? What did you have a favorite topic that was discussed today that you're probably going to go home with and really try to dive into and share with your audience?
I took two things away that are top of my mind right now. One was when Jay Hill, I can't remember the exact quote, said something about someone asked him where his overalls are. I've thought this before. If you Google the image, if you Google farmer, nothing but the word farmer, and then go to images, a bazillion photos show up. You have to scroll pretty hard and way down before you find an image that doesn't either involve an older man in overalls with an antique tractor or holding a pitchfork. That boggles my mind. We have a perception versus reality problem. And Google, which is going to be probably the number one place people go for questions, isn't helping us at all. I find it simply amazing that there wasn't one picture with a newer tractor or a skid steer loader instead of a pitchfork. I mean, the pitchfork is still good, but I don't think it gives the picture we want. And I don't own a pair of overalls.
So, you know, it seems like there's this disconnect, obviously, and there's a lot of work being done to bridge that gap. Is just sharing the story enough? How would you suggest, what would be your advice to fixing this disconnect with the public about what we do as farmers?
I think we just need to step back. I'm not sure that it's our problem to fix, and I'm not sure that we can do it alone. I think the consumer has to want to know where their food comes, not force them to know where it comes from. I think GMO labeling is going to be huge, but are we labeling? We're not labeling pro-GMO. We're labeling non-GMO. So it makes GMO sound scary. I think you just have to be real. This is what I'm doing, and not try to educate them. Wayne Parrott, the professor, talked on a panel today, and he said that some people in other countries have not seen GMOs and they're scared. All they see is what they read on the internet about them. I find that disturbing in the fact that these people have access to technology and not food technology. I think that's amazing to me that these countries that are having food shortages and have starving people know about GMOs because of technology on the internet, but not the food technology that could save them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it just kind of brings to mind, you know, a lot of discussion right now about how sustainable our industry is. How does this all play in? I guess that's kind of the umbrella thing right now that's catching all these discussions. How are we making ourselves sustainable, I guess, in the eyes of the consumer? I guess I'll leave you with that. What is that?
I'm not a big fan of the word sustainable. My farm is sustainable because it has to be to pay the bills. It has to be so that if my kids want to farm, they can. And if they don't, someone else can use that land to raise the food. I think that every generation has issues, and I also think that every industry has problems. And this is just personal to us. And I'm not sure that maybe it's bigger in our eyes than it is in everybody else's.